I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, back into the Fan Morning Show. Santonio Holmes joins us here for a couple minutes. Pop in every once in a while. I see you're doing a bunch of different things at a bunch of different stations here. Wanted to grab you for a couple minutes. You have your benefit coming up, right?
Man, Third and Long Foundation strikes against sickle cell. We're having our third year?
Third year in a row now, yeah.
Third year.
Okay. And that's what, annual? October?
October 15th, down at Noble Manor Lanes here in Greentree. And please come out and support. I may not sound as enthused, but, dude, it's going to be fun. Last year, our bowling challenge at the end, celebrity event, comedian T. Rowe won the championship bowl-off.
Okay.
And he's back to defend his title again this year. And we got a new element called one-on-one challenge called Tone Time.
Uh-oh.
What, they gonna outpoll you personally?
There will be no details exposed today. So, but no, it will be fun. Got a lot of celebrities coming out, you know, this year. Our goal, you know, is to continue helping these families. Last year, we raised about $35,000 just from the bowling event alone. And this year, you know, we're looking to do those same numbers or even better, because
that's awesome.
It's allowing us opportunity to provide, you know, care for families, tutoring for young kids who are in the hospital because they can't be in school, you know, for periods of time. We're trying to help out with families who, moms and dads who have to sit in the hospital, you know, with their kid and can't go to work and have to pay bills, mm-hmm. and, you know, feed their family. So we want to be able to provide, you know, this all these opportunities for these families to survive and out in this world.
You know, last time you were in here, I still get this maybe once a week. Someone will stop me on the street and they'll say, you know, I feel bad for Tone's dog Blackie after he told the story about rabbit hunting and it getting caught up by that gate. I swear to you, dude. They say that story was one of the most, he had me on the edge of my seat when they were chasing rabbits. And Blackie met his demise.
Yeah, you can't go chasing after the rabbits in the canal, dude. You gotta think, you know, there's danger alerts out there, you know.
Danger.
That's what they said.
Don't go in.
Once a week somebody says that
to me. But what do you know? You know, I love playing on the edge of danger, you know. I think it kind of, you know, fits into my repertoire.
I was talking about this with a couple former Steelers the other day about camp, okay? And now I don't know if you made your way up to camp or you just see the highlights or whatever. Is it when people say camp is different now and they don't hit and it's not the same? You got a smile on your face. Is camp not what camp really used to be?
Camp is not what camp used to be.
And that's even, what, 5-10 years ago, right? I mean, that's...
I heard you used to have to pull Clark Hagans off of people. I mean, it used to be nuts. It used to be explosive.
And twice a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon.
Practice was fun back then.
Mm-hmm.
When I joined the NFL, we had two-a-days. Guys don't even know what that is.
They practice three times a week now.
They don't even know what that is. And they don't even practice. They wear helmets and shorts and shoulder pads every day to practice.
It's healthier for players, but is it better for the game?
In my opinion, you build that callus, you build that armor for the game throughout practice. And if you don't get that until you get in the game, you're not prepared for that.
Because you need to get that. For, like, Le'Veon Bell said something yesterday about, because Adam Gase has said he's not going to play him at all in the preseason. And Lev even said yesterday, I feel like I'm leaning into guys at practice because I want to feel contact. I want to get that first hit out of the way. Don't you need to get that? I mean, I played football a little bit as a kid, not to any advanced level, but I wanted to get hit once just to feel
the it takes the nerves out of the body.
Yeah.
It allows the muscles to relax, the mind to open up. You know what I'm saying? And you, okay, I'm here to play football, not be as tense and worried about if somebody's gonna ring my bell or if something's gonna happen. You want that initial contact. You know, I love when guys press me off the first play of the game because it gives me that edge to, like, my adrenaline is already up, and if you give me something different, it's like, oh man, like, I really wasn't expecting that, but this is what I want.
Tell me why you believe in Juju.
Why do I believe in Juju? Second year in the NFL, became a team MVP at wide receiver position. Something that's very tough, you know, to do in the National Football League. And the confidence that he has to go out and make every play, try to make every catch, and to know that he do it for the fun of the game, and the fact that he's willing to take on that role and not be able to not shy down.
Now, I know you have your phone, you're in your car, you watch TV, you do have the we, and these are this is us, me, media, Chris, guys like that, Ron Cook, everybody you see. Do we talk about AB too much still? Is that our fault? Or AB is always in our face. He's always on TV. We're always talking about him. Is it too much?
I mean, if you want him to stay relevant to your everyday conversation, then that's what you talk about. But if you're willing to change your dynamics, thought process, and adapt to new surroundings, then you don't talk about him.
But doesn't, by the way, he's acted, even just the first couple of weeks in Oakland, doesn't that make that a story that people latch onto? Because this, you're talking about arguably one of the best wide receivers of all time, changing teams midstream, going from one storied NFL franchise to another, admittedly one that hasn't had as much success recently, and he seemingly has changed. I know you guys didn't cross paths in Pittsburgh, but he seems like he's changed a lot from the kid who came into the league out of Central Michigan.
I mean, everyone grows up, you know, in this league, and it takes time to develop. He's built a platform where media has become a part of his everyday circle. So with the critics are going to come a lot of, you know, time where he doesn't feel comfortable with these discussions because there are no focal point to his life. But when your life is broadcast as socially that he has become up until now, you have to take every good with every bad, you know, and you have to filter through. So with that being said, if his main focus is to get back on track, you pull the LeBron James card and you black out your social media for X amount of time, and it doesn't create any chaos. There's no issues. There's no stories to tell. There's nothing to talk about. But he don't lose that following. He don't want to lose that following. And granted, so, you know, he doesn't. So just let him play football. Watch what he do on the football field and stop bringing everything as a social issue in his life because it is being broadcast.
I'm glad you said that. Santonio Holmes, for just a couple more minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. We'll give you the details of his benefit again before he gets out of here. But one more AB question. Let's take all that stuff out. Take the hot air balloon out. Take his freezing feet out. Take everything out. Just the confines of that football field in that 60 minutes. Is he the best you've seen at receiver, or who's the best you've seen at receiver?
To do what he's done in what? How many years? What, 9 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
9 years, 11,000 yards. Man.
Did Ben make him, or did he make Ben, though? Or did they work together?
How to put this as a receiver, and I've been criticized for saying this, but I can't throw myself the ball, is a statement that every receiver should have respect for. Every quarterback should have respect for his player and vice versa. That's how it is. So you need me, I need you.
So does it then fall in line, the thinking that this offense can be maybe not just as good because you lose a talent like AB, but almost as good as they were because they still have the guy delivering the ball who was delivering the ball in the past?
Ben has been leading this squad for 15-plus years. And to know that that guy has continued to do exactly that, which is lead the squad and put the team in every possible situation to win every ball game that he's played in. Every young person that comes to play within this league has to understand how to adapt to his style of play. When he goes out, there's no play that is finished until he decides the play is finished in practice. So you have to be aware of how the game plays out, because he's going to continue playing the game. And if you develop that understanding on how he wants you to react to passes that are being thrown, situation in football, you will be respected. You will get your opportunities to showcase what talent you have at that position. And that's what he—that's what makes him a great leader.
Santonio Holmes, October 15th, Noble Lanes. Check it out, thirdandlongfoundation.org.
Thirdandlongfoundation.org.
All the details, we'll have them for you. We'll blitz everybody between now and then. Make sure you get down there. As always, it's been a wonderful time with you. R.I.P. Blackie, don't go running into canals. I mean, that had to be
rest
tough.
Rest in peace, buddy.
Yes. Santonio Holmes, though, thank you so much for joining us. We'll give you all the details on our website. We'll read them on the air. We'll let you know, especially closer as we get to the event. Thanks again, man. We
appreciate
it.
Thank you guys for
having
me on, man.
Appreciate
it. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.